January 5th, 2019 session of TeamSpeak for HPSDR. My name is Dave, KV0S. This week I got involved in doing some house repairs and so didn't get a whole lot of radio time done. But I did get to watch some of the 2018 Tapper videos, and which are linked to on the Tapper site. I became very intrigued by a talk given by Phil Karn, K-A-9-Q, and a very interesting talk and a very interesting idea of using multicast for taking a radio feed and sending it to lots of service programs. Okay, now we'll go down the list. Next on the list, we have Henry, PA0HJA, shown as recording and away. And then we have Mike, AAAK, shown as recording and Mike muted. And we thank Mike for posting the TeamSpeak sessions to teamspeakarchive.openhpsdr.org. Then we have Phil, VK6PH. Go ahead, Phil.
Thanks, Dave. Good morning, good afternoon, evening all. Not an awful lot to report this week. I've had a couple of weeks holiday. I decided to take an extra week. It's been fairly quiet work-wise for a change, and the weather's been absolutely beautiful for working outside. So I've done quite a lot of antenna work, had to lower the tower down and do a few repairs to the beam, but that's all back up with help from one of my friends yesterday, so that's done. And a lot of SDR work, but nothing really to report, and actually spent quite a lot of time on the air, despite the low sunspot numbers. Conditions on 20 metres in the evenings here have been pretty good into Europe, so had a bit of fun actually operating the radios we designed for a while. Back to work on Monday, so I will this weekend do a bit more work on the envelope tracking and envelope removal and restoration code for the guys working on these amplifiers. Got a couple of modifications to make for some features I require and one little bug to try and chase down. And that should keep me busy next week. That's the news from down under. Back to you, Dave.
Well, fine business. Next on the list, we have Bill, KD5TFD. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, yeah, not too much to report here. Back to work this week, and it was a little traumatic. It's going to be really traumatic next week when it's a full week. But, oh, well, didn't get too much radio, but did, well, I played a little bit of radio with 8266, so Wi-Fi radio, and sort of enjoying that and sort of really intrigued by just how much electronics you can get for $4 or $5 these days. Phil's talk on multicast was pretty interesting, and particularly some of his comments on Wi-Fi and what a mess it makes of such things is that it completely sort of takes the radio part out, or the broadcast part out of the radio. So I'm glad you found that interesting. Actually, I'm looking at the Tapper site, and I'm sort of wondering, Dave, where did you find those? Because the playlist I see here is for 2017. I'm pretty sure that talk was 2018, but oh well. Back to you.
Well, I'll find the link and post it in a little bit. Then we have Bob, VE3GKM, shown as recording in a way. And that brings us to the end of the list, so we're open for general discussion.
Hi, Bill. Any more pearls of wisdom regarding the NAS box?
No, I haven't played around with it all that much. I've been getting into some of the 8266 stuff and playing with it a bit. So, and you're back to a little technical stuff at work. So, I don't know. I got we got up and running, and I got backups running out to it, and still haven't hooked it up to do streaming with my I want to do streaming to the the NVIDIA Shield Gizmo. But I still got to get that set up, and I haven't just haven't gotten around to it.
Okay, thanks, Bill. I did back mine up to external USB drive. I had a large old drive laying around for one of my dad's PCs, so configured it so the you plug the drive in and press the button, and it automatically backs a particular directory up. So that worked very well. That's about all I've got my doing much of the same as yours. All the backups now copy to it, okay, and very very pleased with it. Thanks for the link, Dave. Where are the I can't find the 2018 either. Where are the rest of the ones?
I'm still working on finding them. I'm going to send you the link to where the videos are in just a second. The next thing I'm going to link is where the code for Phil's, where his code is stored.
Thanks, Dave. Got it. Thanks, Dave. Yeah, I've got those links to find out. Is there a general link for the other TEPA videos, please?
Yes, and I'm looking for the best link to it. It's on this Ham Radio 2.0 site, but he has a bunch of other videos that are basically sales or what's the newest, hottest radio. The last one is Tapper Digital, which has a number of Hamvention things and something from George Brett and different things. The recording fellow changed this year from Gary Pierce to this new fellow.
I found that link, which seems to include a few.
Yes, that was where the other one was. So there isn't, well, just take a look at this one and see if this is the same thing.
Actually, the this looks relatively, well, no, it's not totally complete, but there's a lot of the highlight talks are there.
Yeah, Bill, you were the one that was actually there.
Yeah, I was trying to see if the talk on, one of the other talks I found interesting was the guy doing long distance UHF with a chirp waveform, you know, one of the IoT waveforms.
Yeah, I saw that somewhere, and I have to look for it where it is now. There's also Scotty's testing 9 single board computers, but he didn't make it a long way into the testing. He talked about the 9 that he has available.
Yeah, he ran out of time pretty quickly on that. This reminds me, I wanted to get myself a Net 44 subnet one of these days. Phil Karn's talk, where he was talking about you know, how Wi-Fi just makes it a total mess of radio and broadcast, reminded me of a redone Wi-Fi to do broadcast of video, mostly from drones. You know, it's a custom firmware type thing, which I'll throw a link down below for folks that are interested. So, Phil, on the 8266 and ESP32 stuff you've done, are you using the Arduino IDE or one of the other ones? Or is there another one?
No, using the their own. You can download it from the from their manufacturer's website.
Oh, from an Espressive? I didn't realize they had one. Finding it, some of it's a, they say, well, Eric, yeah, go play with this code here, but... hey, nobody tells me what language the damn code's in.
Yeah, they're doing their stuff's fine for playing around, but you know, doing anything serious, you need a full-featured development system, and that's what you can get from their website. I think it uses, I'm trying to remember what it's based around. A while ago since I looked at it. I can't remember, but you can get it on their website. It's pretty well featured.
This must be their SDKs, is what you're talking about, I suspect.